Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. My name is Marcus Jarvis. I'm an immigration attorney in the Twin Cities of Minneapolis, St. Paul, doing a short show on Liberia, Guinea, and Sierra Leone TPS. On November 20th, 2014, the President of the United States issued an executive order that confers the benefit of temporary protected status, better known as TPS, on individuals from the countries of Liberia, Guinea, and Sierra Leone. An individual had to be in the USA on or before November 19, 2014 to avail him or herself to that benefit. Some of the requirements are that TPS would be for 18 months. That means it will expire in May of 2016, and an individual had to apply between November 20th of 2014 to May 15th of 2016. So there was a 6-month window for an individual to apply for TPS. That time is about now, and a lot of individuals are making inquiries as to how can he or she renew TPS. Well, the answer is that one cannot renew TPS at this time unless the President of the United States grants another extension. History has shown that the President is very likely to grant an extension. But until that extension is granted, individuals cannot renew his or her TPS at this time. It's an election year. A lot of immigration talk is going around, but as I stated earlier, the president has traditionally extended TPS. So individuals who have been accorded TPS based on Ebola, Liberia, Sierra Leone, and Guinea should get ready so that as soon as an announcement is made, he or she can apply. There are a lot of concerns because when an individual gets TPS, a work permit is attached to that TPS. And most employers, about 90 days before the expiration, they write your letter informing you that your status to work is in limbo. In addition to not being able to work, and some individuals' driver's license are in limbo because the driver's license is tied to TPS. Minnesota is an example, not all states. So a lot of people are concerned, but at this point, there's TPS that was given to Liberia, Guinea, and Sierra Leone. There are no provisions for an extension at this point. Some Liberians, many years ago, were granted first DED, Deferred Enforcement Departure. Then they got TPS, then it went back to Deferred Enforcement Departure. And I believe then President Bush implemented that, but he has always renewed it. And then when President Obama came into power, he has constantly renewed that. So that's why I said that history shows that it's very likely that the president will extend Liberia, Guinea, and Sierra Leone TPS. Liberians, I believe, who had DED in the past can continue to renew that, but I think the president again has to make that announcement, and that announcement probably comes out in the fall. It's usually right around maybe 30 to 60 days before September of any particular year. So look out for that. Hopefully immigration reform will come, and a lot more people can get some sort of immigration benefit. Some other things about TPS is that two or more misdemeanors can let you lose TPS. Failure to timely apply for TPS can cause you to forfeit the benefit also. If you're from a country that's designated TPS, any country, let's broaden that to more than Liberia, Guinea, and Sierra Leone, and you're placed in deportation or removal proceedings before an immigration judge, you can apply for TPS. The key case is one that deals with vesting jurisdiction in the immigration judge is called Matter of Lopez Aldana, cited as 25 INN DEC for decision 49, and it's a BIA decision. That case can be easily found on Google, and an individual can read the requirements or the different precedents set in that case. So keep that in mind. It's always wise to get the help of a competent immigration attorney to help you in all matters. Marcus Jarvis, immigration attorney, a member of the law firm of Marcus-Jarvis Law Limited. We're located in the Twin Cities of Minneapolis and St. Paul. The law firm does work on the international level, on the national level, and also on the local level. Give us a call at 763-425-5447 to see if we can assist you with any and all of your immigration needs. Thanks for listening. We hope to hear from you. Bye.